This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Guys, tomorrow is opening day.
That's literally crazy.
It's crazy to think about that, like, in the beginning of the year where, like, you know, the year gets, like, kicked off and you're like, oh, I'm just gonna, it's all cold. And then all of a sudden, spring is here. It's opening day. I'm a baseball guy. I am a sports guy. But I do feel like opening day is, like, the ultimate symbolism of, like, spring, new hope, new beginnings. And I feel like everyone can kind of use that because, like, I was just saying, like, everyone kind of feels stressed. And opening day just releases all of that stress. And everyone just got a cold beer and baseball is here. And it's just the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's like the start of summer.
It's weird.
Yeah. Even though we're not even past winter all
the
way.
Right?
We'll take it though. We'll take the illusion.
It is a day for everyone to skip work and just go hang out with friends, watch baseball, drink beer, eat hot dogs. What's better than that?
So it was brought to my attention the other day. I posted on the Brett Mega Show's Instagram like a fake doctor's note for people to use for opening day.
Hilarious.
It was brought to my attention that I put the wrong date on there. I didn't notice. People were like, hey, you know, I'm trying to use this. And it says the 24th, and it's going to be the 27th.
Look. If your boss pays attention that much, you're actually working for a good company. Because most bosses are like, okay, that's the day that works.
Literally. Yeah. So, whoopsie. Sorry. I guess I'll have to do a redo.
We're going to be broadcasting live from Cardinals Nation for opening day. So you can have like a big old breakfast with us. We're doing a big broadcast. Few spots left at that reservation when you go to Y98.com. And then today, we all had to get TV ready, which in radio is a lot different than TV. We never get dressed up. I'm trying to convince the girls to not wear pajama pants every single day.
I'm wearing leather pants right now.
Ooh,
same.
Wow. Hey now.
I'm wearing a tight bodysuit and leather pants, and it's a lot.
I asked AB, I'm like, you had to get up early today. She's like, yeah, I'm not happy about it.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I saw you guys all got your red on for the Cardinals, and I'm like, I'm contrast. I'm beige.
You did go with a beige outfit. What made you think of your outfit, Kevin?
I was like, I don't know. I mean, everybody else is going to be wearing red. I'll stand out.
All right. I like it. Okay. That was the thought process?
Perhaps.
Usually Brett's the pick me, so I'm surprised it's you, Kevin. It's me.
No, I'm actually wearing Cardinals gear. I have that Shop Ambition jacket.
Sharp.
That everyone talked about last year at opening. It's like my one outfit that like stands out.
Yeah, I've yet to borrow that. I kind of forgot you had it.
You can borrow it whenever you want. Yeah. I only wear it one or two times a year. It's not a jacket. It is like so poppy that it pops out so much. You can't wear it like on a regular basis. You have to wear it on special occasions. So I wear it for like opening day, and then we're going to be on Fox 2 later today. So look for the guy with the big fancy jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was also going to wear leather pants, but I couldn't fit in them this morning.
Shoot.
Yeah. How do you get in leather pants? I was like trying to...
Not easily.
Yeah, I was like trying to put lotion on my legs. It didn't work.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So Brett passed the story along to me the other day, and I thought this is incredible, especially as a dad who has a hard of hearing child. There is a team at Cornell University, and they are working on a ring that translates sign language in real time to text.
What?
Whoa.
They say it could revolutionize the way hearing impaired people communicate with the world.
Wow.
You said it's a ring?
It's a ring. You wear it on your, I believe on your thumb. And it's called the Spell Ring, and it recognizes hand signals.
Wow.
And it basically writes sign language to text. So I can sign to text. I mean, it's unbelievable that that is technology that is now available for the hard of hearing.
as soon as I thought of this, I thought about you just as a dad and Kennedy and what you guys have overcome and how like future is still happening.
Yes.
Right? Like it's so much you guys have went through that you didn't have back then, but now like it's making it more possible for those who have those handicaps to feel like a sense of normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful story. It's all brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, yesterday wrapped up the first round of Men Madness where Hannah had ranked 8 guys, AB had ranked 8 guys. They have completely different types of men. So we finally wrapped up the first round when Matthew McConaughey beat Damian Wayne Jr., 59%. And then AB's second seed, Dylan O'Brien, beat Bo Murchoff. Is that his name? Is that how you say it?
I don't even know how to say his name, but it's just his face that matters, right?
But AB's Dylan O'Brien just dominated him, 70%.
Wow. 70?
Yeah,
I was surprised that Damon Wayne kind of held his own.
Against Matthew McConaughey? Yeah. So this moves into the second round, and what's interesting is because of how the pairings worked out, you guys get to vote this time because your matchup is against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Riley Green versus Patrick Dempsey, Hannah. This is your one seed versus your four
seed.
These
are my boys.
Yes.
But
oh, no.
I have to stay true to my heart and true to my soul and vote Riley Green because I truly think he is the hottest man to walk Earth.
All right. AB, would you have voted for – who would you vote for with
I
Riley?
I forgot I have to vote for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I guess Riley Green. Patrick Dempsey doesn't do, like, anything for me.
All right.
Really? Whoa. Oh, wow.
Kev.
You know,
the guys, I love how the guys have to vote on this too.
Getting a chance to hang out with Riley Green via Photoshop made me realize that he's a very attractive man.
He is.
And that man can rock a mustache. I do like Patrick Dempsey, but I will go with Riley Green.
Thank you, guys.
I'll do Patrick Dempsey. I'll tell you why. I don't like the mustache with Riley Green. I think Riley Green is like the new it guy. He's jacked. He's good looking. But then he did the mustache. I don't get the mustache. I just don't get it.
He looks a lot like Spencer on 1923.
He's it does look like he's trying to be like an old school country guy.
He can rock it.
Yeah.
And then this is AB's worst nightmare. It's Adam Brody, her number one seed, versus Zac Efron, her four seed. Hannah, who would you vote for?
I'm voting Adam Brody. That's the guy you sent me a thing of, right?
No. Adam Brody is the guy from Nobody Wants This.
Oh.
And the OC.
I was sending her TikTok edits of the other guys. Yeah. I saw on our Instagram story, like, there's photos of them when you vote for them, and I still think that Adam Brody is cuter than Zac Efron. Zac Efron just seems so, like, young, and then the plastic surgery or whatever I don't like, so no.
AB, you have to decide between your two.
This one is really hard for me. I'm picturing Adam Brody in the OC as Seth Cohen and then Troy Bolton. So that's like in my head who I'm deciding between.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Troy Bolton
you
was like,
that?
I hope he turned 18 because like High School Musical is kind of iffy.
An adult
senior
version.
Year. No. Yeah, it was his senior year. Jesus.
And I like my ideal man would be Seth Cohen. So I have to go Adam Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. But here again, and the only reason why I edge out Zach is because I love him in The Greatest Showman. He's so good. He's so talented.
Like, that Zach is who I think is hot. Like, that Zach is sexy. But he's not that Zach anymore. I don't know. He's like aged weird. I'm more like Dylan Efron now since I watched Traitors. I'm cheering more for his brother. And Adam Brody and Nobody Wants This. Rabbis are sexy, guys.
I like the nerdy.
They're like, I'd vote for Adam Brody because rabbis do it for me.
Rabbi is sexy.
That's a thing, yeah. They're sexy.
Sexy rabbi.
Yeah, he's a sexy rabbi.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy, so we're going to scroll through the internet as fast as we can, just reading off some headlines, and Hannah will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more. Why you might need to delete your info from 23andMe.
This sounds sketch.
23andMe, really popular. Everyone was filling out all their information, giving their genetic history, past, all this stuff. While 23andMe just filed for bankruptcy, which usually means someone's going to come in and buy it. If someone comes in and buys it, you don't know who's going to collect that information. Has your whole genetic family history. Log in, delete it from the settings and preferences, and you can delete it from there.
I don't really understand this though, because like, what's the difference if one company has your information versus another?
Well, I feel like 23andMe was like vetted. What if like Kevin goes in and buys 23andMe because, you know, Kevin's a baller.
Right.
Now Kevin will have your entire family history, your family tree, and be able to do whatever he wants with that information.
I can clone you now.
Including where your family lives too.
Ooh. People are blowing this out of proportion. Just delete your stuff.
Yeah, just go in and delete it.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
This is drama. Keep moving.
But it is important that you do delete it. Just make sure you know about it. And that's why Kevin's going to go buy 23andMe because he's a baller. Wash our hands or using paper towels versus air blower. What is better for washing your hands?
Got to be not the hand blower.
Yep, the hand blower is more bacteria.
I just feel like it spreads the germs.
Spreads the germs. 3 to 6 feet and 3 to 4 times more bacteria spread.
You should be a doctor.
Yep, you should.
No, you should not.
You should buy 23andMe. You can just do genetic history just like right there.
I've never even believed in 23andMe. Like, how are like the dinosaurs supposed to know that they're related? You know?
The dinosaurs?
What?
I don't think they don't say like, yeah, you're related to a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Exactly.
I don't think ever the history of 23andMe came back like, hey, you Triceratops share genetic history.
Right, yeah.
I think it's a whole different.
I think that's a different site.
You could be related to the guy who plays Barney.
Yeah,
but maybe.
But that's probably it.
Yeah, Hannah, you do have very raptor-like tendencies with your claws, with your nails and stuff like that. Comes back. Yeah, you and the raptor can share genetic history.
I'm done today.
Clever girl.
But better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Sarah, are you ready to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
I sure hope so. We listen every day.
Do you usually beat her in the car, too?
Oh, sometimes. Not always, though.
Sarah, don't intimidate her.
Yeah,
say you've never
like
lost
to throw
to her.
Her for a
Let
loop.
Her know, yeah. All right.
All Hannah, the time. We always win.
Yeah, hear that? She's never lost in the car. Watch. Hannah's leaving the room. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Feel free to cheat or do whatever you need to do to win, okay, Sarah? We're cheering for you.
I've got my middle schooler in the car, so we're hopeful.
What's her name?
His name is Logan.
Logan. What up, Logan?
Hi.
Hi. Hey. That sounds like a middle schooler. Thanks, Logan. All right. Here we go. Who said I love you first between Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco? There's a song on the album about it. She's talked about it in the press. Who said I love you first?
Selena Gomez.
Yes. Speaking of Selena Gomez, what Disney TV show was she originally from?
You should know this, Logan. Oh, gosh. I don't know. Oh, wasn't it like Waverly Place something? Waverly? Are we close? Come on, Kevin.
I'll count it. Should we count it?
Yeah, that counts.
I know what you're saying. It is. It's the Wizards of Waverly Place.
I feel like we should count that. Yeah.
Waverly Place, that's close.
Yes, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of old school TV shows, George Clooney recently talked about how he's just not a young actor anymore and can't go after those young actor roles. He made his name being a doctor on what TV show?
ER.
Wow, you're 3 for 3. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal, dating rumors are circulating. What Star Wars character does Pedro play?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
No clue.
Kevin missed it.
On.
He made us watch
he's
this.
He's coming out. All right, here's the deal. There's a new film starring this character and Baby Grogu.
Did all that right? help you?
Oh.
Who handles Baby Yoda?
I've only been on the Star Wars Rise at Disney World. I don't know.
All right.
Oh, that's, yeah.
The answer is The Mandalorian. Yeah. We all know that now because Kevin made us watch The Mandalorian.
And
everyone knows that now.
By the way, they are adding The Mandalorian to that Star Wars ride.
Oh, good. Yeah, we knew that. Yeah, yes. We were locked in on that, too.
Yeah.
James Vanderbeek was just eliminated from The Masked Singer. He was famous for starring in what late 90s and early 2000s TV show?
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
Yes.
Boom. 4 out of 5. All right, let's bring in Hannah, see how Hannah does in one song, all right?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. We just got done asking Sarah and middle schooler Logan 5 pop culture questions. Sarah, you were good.
Yes, thank you. I'm a principal, so, you know, we pride ourselves on all these good tests.
All right.
Wow. There we go.
A principal about to take you to school, Hannah, in your own school.
Well, I'm superintendent of Hannah's homeschool.
Wow.
All right.
Do you like your superintendent, Sarah? Don't answer that.
Yeah, what?
No, he's great. I do.
All right, I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions I just got done answering. Sarah, let's see how she does. You got to get at least a 4 out of 5.
Okay.
Who said I love you first between Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco?
Selena did, even under anesthesia.
What Disney TV show was Selena Gomez on?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
2 for 2. I have a Star Wars question coming
in.
Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal. Dating rumors have been circulating. What Star Wars character does he play?
He's in The Mandalorian. Learned that last week from Kev. Luke.
He's
no,
Luke.
No,
wow,
no,
she missed no. it. It was a layup. Yeah, it was right there.
He's in The Mandalorian because he is the Mandalorian.
Oh.
You thought he was Luke Skywalker?
I don't know, guys.
No,
oh,
no,
you can't
no.
miss from here on
Come
out.
On,
I said
Hannah.
Mandalorian. That counts.
No.
No, Kevin would no. never let that
no,
fly. That's just
Luke.
Disrespectful to Kevin.
Mark
yeah.
Hamill is Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, duh.
Sorry, Mark Hamill.
George Clooney recently said, great. Hey, I can't play old school. I can't play like young characters anymore. I can't be that heartthrob that I used to be. He made his name playing a doctor on what TV show? It was Grey's Anatomy before Grey's Anatomy.
I know.
Right, yeah.
90210?
No.
Scrubs?
No. Well, I mean,
better.
Scrubs would have been close.
At least a doctor. No.
ER.
Oh.
So that's
whatever.
A loss. James Vanderbeek was just eliminated from The Masked Singer. He was famous for starring in what late 90s early TV show?
I don't know.
2 out of 5 for Hannah.
That's embarrassing.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
I need to go to detention today.
Yeah, Sarah, send her to detention. This was domination from you, Sarah. You get to hear Hannah say,
this is Hannah, and I got schooled by Sarah and Logan.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, here's the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Homes that have this, 80% of them have safety issues.
I'm going to say a deck.
A deck?
Ooh.
A lot can go wrong with a deck.
Kevin loves his deck.
He does.
Yeah,
got
do.
Some safety issues on that deck,
Kevin?
You
could have a chair blow into you. You could fall through it. You could fall over it.
Yeah, but I sadly think it's a pool.
Pool.
Mm.
Good guess. AB?
I'm going to say a trampoline.
Wow, great guesses.
That was really good, AB. Mm.
Honestly, somebody got it correct, and it's probably really hard to decide who got it correct. 80% of the homes that have these have safety issues. Is it a deck? Is it a pool? Is it a trampoline? Text in who you think got it correct. I'll tell you who got it right in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
Now we have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. The homes that have this, 80% of them have safety issues. Some really good guesses from the team today. And I said someone got it correct. So Hannah, your guess was?
I said a deck.
Kevin, your guess was?
I said a pool.
And I said a trampoline.
Good guesses. All very dangerous. But guys, we have to be careful when we go to Kevin's house.
Mm.
It is a deck. Homes that have this, 80% of them have safety issues. Decks.
80% is crazy.
That is a crazy. Kevin's going to be out there having his little pina colada and his deck's going to collapse.
Yeah.
Don't most homes have a deck?
No, I mean, I think some
of them
patios.
Are dangerous, Kev.
Yeah.
You're living on the wild side.
Kevin is living. Who would have guessed you'd be such a renegade and wild, Kevin?
I know, crazy.
Crazy Kevin over here.
Mega Minds.
Watch out, everyone. We are in the presence of a model.
Well,
Hannah.
We don't know yet.
We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. You know what's interesting about this story? Because Hannah had some modeling experience that I want to hear all about is, 2 things. One, the first one is Hannah yesterday talked about not wearing makeup into work and just feeling insecure in her own skin, her own beauty. And then number 2 is we're going to be on Fox 2 later on today. So later on today, if you turn into Fox 2 right around 9:30, we're going to be on TV. And I think we're with an experienced veteran here because you're doing some modeling on the side now, huh, Hannah?
Yes, yeah, supposedly. So I had a company reach out to me through Instagram and ask if I would be interested in modeling in them. So I was like, yeah.
Is it trustworthy when someone reaches out to via Instagram? I'm always like,
it's 50-50.
Yeah, I'm like, are you
legit?
You
never know what you're
going
to get, but this is a pretty reputable like company. I've shopped with them before. I know them.
So it's like a boutique or a clothing brand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
they don't start with OnlyFans, do
they? No.
I know. I was like, yeah, like, hey, I'm Chuck, and I run OnlyFans. Like, you know a guy named Chuck runs OnlyFans. Okay, so this is real modeling.
Yeah, real modeling place. And so I was like, you know what? I'll try it. And I've modeled for other boutiques and stores before, so I felt like comfortable enough to try and do it again. So I go there and I go to their headquarters and they were like, okay, and they sit me down, and immediately it was like way more official than anything I've ever done.
Like, when you went there, was it supposed to be like a interview, or were you supposed to do like a sample? Or was this like casting couch? Like, hey, like now that you're here, do you want to model? What was this experience?
No, I
like?
Knew going in that they would be taking some photos okay. of me, but I thought like maybe I would be a little more farther in.
Our version of a photo shoot is me with my camera taking pictures.
Yeah,
of
yeah. AB's our camera
right.
person.
So I walk in and they like sit me down with a clipboard and they're automatically like asking for my measurements. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. They're like, what size denim are you? And I literally didn't know what to say. Like, I was like,
Really?
I don't know. And they're asking me all these questions. Like, what's your desired pay? I'm like, I literally don't know. Ooh. Like, all around, I'm already like an idiot.
They asked you what your modeling quote is?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Usually I just trade. I don't know.
Like, I'm
free. I didn't want to say AB does it for free.
Yeah. So I didn't want to say that. So I just was like, I'll get back to you on that as I'm like calling my entire family on the way home, like crying because I didn't know what to say. So anyway, after that, they put me in the back and they have a dressing room ready for me. And I was like, okay. And they had different outfits on and they're like, okay, we need you to put on the heels, the jeans, and the top. And I was like, okay. And so I wore high heels, skinny jeans, and this tight black top. Luckily, everything fit because I did not know even the measurements I gave them. I basically just lied. And so then I walk out there and they're like, okay, we're going to take 3 photos of you. And I was like, okay, what do I do? And they're like, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Ooh.
And yeah, so nice. I had to take a pic.
Did you do my pose? You know my pose. Yeah. Just put your hands
arms
up.
Out.
Hey, right. Arms out. Yeah, that's my pose.
Hey. Did you just so do they my- literally took a picture of me front, side, back, and that was it. And they sent me home. And they said, we'll let you know.
Not good.
By the middle of next week.
If you made
and
it?
And it currently is the middle of next week. I haven't heard anything.
Dang.
And they said they would be letting me know if they liked my look. So if they don't like my look, I will be trapping myself in my basement crying for the next year and a half.
It's not looking good after the 3 photos that I sent you back
in. I did something similar to this when I was in like elementary school.
Elementary
and
school?
They told me, nope.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. They were like, you're not it. Sorry.
I've always heard like the modeling world is like,
It's ruthless.
Brutal. It's ruthless. It sounds like it. I didn't realize that.
And like,
one's ever asked me to model.
How do you proceed after they say we don't like your look? Like, I don't know how I'm ever supposed to like look at them the same again. Because what do you mean? You don't like my face?
I mean, it's probably because you didn't do my pose. You shouldn't do my pose. It was the pose.
Hands up, hey.
Why do I sound like that?
I'll let you guys know if they think I'm ugly or not.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
This week is a big week for all of you Wicked lovers out there because the original author, Gregory Maguire, released a brand new book titled Elfie, A Wicked Childhood. So this book comes 30 years in the making and follows the childhood of the Wicked Witch of the West, Alphaba. So basically what it is it follows her from like a baby to the age of 13, dealing with like, you know, growing up with green skin, sharp teeth, and like all the mistreatment and judgment that she faced. And one of my favorite parts about this is in the cover it reads, to Idina Menzel, Cynthia Erivo, and for all the Alphabas past and to come. So that's like what the book is dedicated to. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Each of them have special editions.
Can we get more of this in our lives? Yeah. And less of the remakes of Snow White and Lion King. Like, I'd rather get more of a backstory or more like a prequel or even like the future, whatever. Like, I want to get a different version of something. Like, sometimes I feel like these things are just made to make money. Like, oh, we know Wicked was good. We'll just redo Wicked again. Like, no, give me a prequel. Give me a different story with the characters I already love. And so, yeah, more of this and less of this, like, remake stuff. This
I also
is cool.
think that, I mean, yes, this has been, like, 30 years in the making. People have been waiting forever. But I think this author knew exactly what he was doing because I think it's dropping at the perfect time.
Yes,
Wicked
right in between.
Is still on people's minds. People still are like, man, I loved that movie. And so now that they can get a little more of it right now is perfect. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
All right, it's almost hard to talk about or explain this experience that AB had, but if you can relate or have heard about ways that people try to abduct people, sex traffic, anything like that that's scary, that has scared you before, you've heard these stories, 314-531-9898. It almost serves as a warning because AB had something happen to her that seemed like a typical, normal thing, but because maybe she's a woman or because she's heard these stories or has learned some things, it scared the hell out of her.
Yeah, I was outside Firehouse Subs like I am pretty much every single day. And I walked into Firehouse Subs, got my sandwich, got back to my car, and it wasn't there before, but right outside my car was a completely full Starbucks cup, like a coffee.
Right in front of your car?
Right in front of my car, like where I would get in. And I was just kind of like, why? First of all, it's full. Nobody drank it. Second of all, this wasn't here when I got out of my car a minute ago. And so I thought it was really weird. And I always hear stories about like people getting sex trafficked and they try to slow you down in front of your car. And like they'll put zip ties on your mirrors and stuff like that. So you'll kind of have to stand there and be like, what's going on? So my immediate first thought was like, someone's trying to take me by putting this cup here and trying to slow me down. So I just like got in my car really quick and like ran it over and drove away.
Wow. Oh, wow.
This Hannah, do you think about these things as a little woman?
I think about it all the time, and I'm just so relieved that, AB, you've heard stories like this and that you are cautious enough and like aware of your surroundings enough, because I would think the same exact thing.
You would. Wow. I wouldn't have thought that for a second.
No,
that's why.
People will put like a dollar bill in your windshield, so you're like, what?
Really?
What is that? Mm-hmm. A note, like any sort of thing to distract you, or that's abnormal. People will do so you stop and that you're distracted and not focused, and then that's when they could either steal your car, steal you. So I'm so relieved that you were aware of your surroundings in that moment, because that could have been really scary.
I feel like this is almost educational.
Yes.
Interesting information. Never would have thought it for a second, just saw a full coffee cup.
Right.
But when AB like had told me the story or whatever, I start to think to myself, like, yeah, like I am the guy who leaves anything on the top of the hood of my car and drive off because I'm just doing a million things. You put it on the hood. You never put the coffee on the ground.
No, and it's just
so
like,
you wouldn't do that. So like I would think, oh,
but
probably
still,
just put the coffee
down.
They
could do anything. They could put it on the hood.
It also
your car
just
to
like the main thing that really caught me off guard was the fact that it was full.
Yeah,
like, it
that's
looks like
weird.
There had not been one sip taken out of it. If it was empty, I would have just kind of been like someone littered, whatever.
Right.
But like it was full.
So like, and I would have thought like, again, if it was a full coffee and you're getting in your car and you had to put it, you put it on top. You don't put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is a suspicious act of putting it on the ground to make you bend over. And so I was like, oh, I guess that makes sense, because you normally would have put it on top of the car, not on the ground.
Or what if somebody put something in that drink thinking, oh, nobody took a sip out of this, I'm going to take it and drink this. And they would have like followed me.
Well, that person is kind of crazy. Yeah. Just grabbing coffees like off the ground, like and drinking it.
That's something I would do. Is the thing. Yeah.
But again, you know, props to you for being heads up in a situation like that and telling others. That's something I've never had to deal with, and I've got a daughter.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm
to give her
myself,
like those warnings.
Yeah, I'm thinking, thank you for warning people. That's just despicable that we live in such a society now that stuff like that happens, or that's how you traffic people.
Yeah.
Let's see if anybody else has ever had these like weird things happen to them. I hope we don't get phone calls for that, but I want to hear your stories. Or if you've heard of other things that other women may be like, hey, look out for this. Because AB was able to give you the Starbucks one, the zip tie one. Hannah was able to explain the dollar bill. Is there other ones that other women should be worried about or thinking about so we can use it as a warning sign? 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls for information while we're commercial free. One of the things that we do on the Brett Mega Show is we talk about a variety of things. And we could talk about some of the silliest and goofiest things. And sometimes we have to talk about some pretty serious things. And something which seems so small, of like seeing a full coffee cup on the ground in a parking lot, could just be a small gesture, or it could be something really serious. And AB, you saw this and it scared you.
Yeah, it was right outside my car after I had gotten food, and it just like felt off to me. And I know that people who get sex trafficked, like they try to kind of distract them a little bit. So I got in my car really quickly and drove away.
I didn't even know this. And so this, what we're asking for is if you've ever experienced like these weird things that like AB had done out and about, or you've heard of other ones that you can share the information for, like Kevin, who said who has a daughter who was one to give her that information.
Right. I've never heard of something like that. You know, terrible that that exists, but now glad I know that because it's a warning that I can give to my daughter.
314-531-9898.
Yeah, there's been a couple of them that have come in on the text line that scare me. One of them said, I've never experienced it, but there was a huge thing of people finding Kleenex in their door handle and would get attacked when inspecting it, or sometimes they would be laced with stuff when you touched it, so then you'd be drugged.
Wow.
So that's one to look out for. Another one is zip ties in the door handle. And then this one is probably the scariest, and for me, I feel like I would fall for this, so now I need to be aware. I've heard stories of people leaving car seats on the side of the road, knowing a woman would go and check it out to make sure a child wasn't in it.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Oh my God. My stomach just dropped.
Yeah.
Wow. Scary stuff. Emily, you were at a Walmart, and what happened?
I had my two kids and went in and came back about an hour and a half later, and there was a guy that was there when I parked. And, you know, as a woman, you're kind of like, just be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. But when I came back out, there was two other cars, and then that guy was talking to another guy, and then a guy standing on my passenger side. So where my daughter would get in, I was like, I told her to climb through my seat. And then my son was little, and I'd asked some very, very strange good Samaritan to be like, can you watch them? I don't know what's happening. You know, you hear all these crazy stories of what's going on in the world. And he gave them a stare down while I got my kids buckled. And then he even took my cart back. Like, he was like, get in the car and go. And it was the most, I still get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
You telling that story gave me goosebumps. Yeah.
Props to you for being aware. This reminds me of what happened to me at the mall last year.
Yeah.
I noticed that there was one guy, and then all of a sudden he like was on his phone, and then two other men came, and then I felt like I was being surrounded. So that sounds exactly the same.
Sorry
and
that
I
happened
get it.
To
it's
you.
It's so scary.
Thank you so much for the call, Emily.
Especially with the kids.
The other thing is, you know, that just surprised me that Emily has to say these things, and it's one of those things I'm just maybe naive as a man. She's like, as a woman, I've been extra aware of my surroundings. Jane, you felt like you had to have that same conversation with your daughters?
So when my kids all turned 13, they had a big birthday party. I gave them all a copy of Miss Congeniality because there's a thing called Sing. If you're abducted, you do your elbow to the solar plexus, foot to the instep, heel to the nose, and then hit the groin, and you run like crap.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Okay. Well, now we know how to do like the kung fu move.
Yeah.
Yes, but yeah.
Just remember Sing. You remember Sing. And those keywords.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. It's crazy that you have to do that to teach your 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, that's the world we're living in now, that we have to teach these kung fu moves and thing moves to, you know, your 13-year-old daughters, but that's the world we do live in. That sucks.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock. I know you're busy. Got a lot of life happening. We get it. So we'll cover everything that people are talking about in 2 minutes. You'll be like, I know everything that everyone's saying. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, just how much time are you saving at the airport because of pre-check?
I don't know. Everybody's always on my back to get it, so I guess I better find out.
7 minutes.
That's it?
Yep, you got to go to the airport and get your pre-check. You only say they a study actually
I won't do it.
Timed out people, and you only save about 7 minutes for pre-check. Here's the difference,
though. But you get to get to the airport later.
They say that actually they both arrive around an hour and 41 minutes, and then it's usually about the time that both people end up arriving no matter what.
I'm only arriving an hour early.
The biggest difference, though, but pre-check says significantly less stress. When talking about flying, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you describe your stress with flying? They described it as a 3.
Wow.
People who don't have pre-check described it as a 7.
Wow.
So it was a big difference in terms of stress level. Not much in terms of convenience.
I don't want to go to the airport for the interview. Like, if I'm going to the airport and I'm not flying out of there, I want to cry. So,
well, there's a new term, boomerasking. When you ask a question just to talk about yourself, it's called boom.
Is that what you think I was just doing?
No, I have no. That is kind of funny. Yep. No, but it's like someone who like ass brags. Like,
keep it moving. I'm done.
How was your vacation? Mine was great, by the way. A guy showed up at the ER with his girlfriend's hand stuck in his mouth.
I don't even want to know. Keep it moving.
Whoa.
I don't know what they're into. How long can you leave wet clothes in the washing machine?
Ooh, how long?
You know how, like, you forget? You just, people always forget.
I've left them for days.
Okay, well, health experts say 12 hours is your window.
Awesome.
That's it?
After that, they start to stink. They develop bacteria. It's not good, so.
Days?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's go. Now we're jamming commercial freestyle on the Brett Maga Show. Be honest. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? Just have a moment of honesty. Like that guy that you dated in high school, do you ever think about him and just think, he sucks? Like, seriously, when you think, oh, man, think back about that guy you went to prom with or homecoming. Like, what is that loser doing? 314-531-9898. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? I'm expecting no one to call in. But I was shocked by the amount of text messages we got about regretting their high school boyfriend when I asked the Megamind question of the day, something we do every day on this show. We ask like a little like brain teaser. And the question was, what is the number one thing women regret about high school? And the answer was hairstyle, guys.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, boyfriend, nah, that guy I dated. It was like text.
It was getting like deep on the text line for a mega mind.
And it was like, oh my God, another text was with the boyfriend. Oh man. And they're like calling out guys by name. Like, oh man, I hate that guy, Roger. I'm like, man, who dated Roger? I probably would have regretted him too. Like, it was nuts. So I'm like, is this really a thing? Do people actually regret the guy they dated in high school? Or are you kind of like, yeah, the guy I dated in high school, I check out him on Facebook or Instagram. He's doing well. 314-531-9898. Does anyone regret the person they dated in high school?
I cannot say I do. I dated someone, let's see, four and a half? I don't know, years. Like middle of high school throughout and then through college too. And I don't regret it at all. One, he was a good guy. Two, I loved having like someone I always knew I was going to go to homecoming with, prom with. I could go to parties with him. We had each other for each other's sporting events. Like,
Damn, Hannah, you loved him.
Right, yeah.
I did.
The question is, do you regret him? Let me tell you about this guy. Yeah. He was a catch.
He was a good guy.
Hannah went on and on about this guy. This dude, he's the winner.
No, I still don't think about him. I broke up
with
him. Right. Chapter is closed.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I don't regret it. I think a lot of people face the regret, like maybe dating someone their senior year. And they wish they wouldn't have done that because, you know, when you go to different colleges and that whole saga happens, maybe people regret that. But here I am in my camp. I still don't regret that either.
No, she loved that guy. That guy was a catch.
Wow.
Damn, yeah.
Well. Shut up, Parker. You were awesome.
Well, Parker just got like a rave review.
Yeah.
So it's funny you say senior year because I had a boyfriend senior year. I still don't think I regret it, though. Like, I don't think I honestly liked him that much. I think it was just more of, like, people kind of pushed us to be like, no, you like him. And he was like, yeah, and I don't know. So we just, like, dated for a couple months, and it was fine. We went on, like, triple dates with my friends a lot.
Do you wish you would have not dated him, though, because you would have soaked up your senior year?
No, I feel like I soaked it up just fine.
Okay. See, like, that's what I thought.
I feel like it's more fun to soak it up with someone.
That's the thing.
Especially Parker, apparently. Right. He's the best.
But yeah, I wish I would have soaked it up with him, too.
Yeah, I wanted to date Parker.
Guys, I'm so scared to check my phone. I'm going to get lit up.
But I think that that's my regret, not dating more. Not dating more in high school. I mean, I had a couple of dates with, you know, different girls for different dances and things like that. But nothing really, like, you know, I should have dated more. To find, you know, the opportunity to find other people.
Dances were always more fun when I went with friends.
Guys,
I will say
really?
That.
Really?
So much more
that's
fun.
That's what I think people are going to say. Guys, Kelly Pavlicek, she sucked. I have somebody.
Right, you married your high school sweetheart.
Know,
you better not say you regret that.
There's the girl I dated before my wife, Katie, cheated on me. And I think I'd screwed up the beginning part of my... I know it screwed up the beginning part of my relationship with my now wife. I like had a lot of trust issues because she cheated on me. I felt like it was hard for us. My wife and I did like 7 years long distance. I felt like it was really hard. I wouldn't have made it through any of that stuff. My wife was the one that carried our relationship, saw more in me than I saw in myself. She saw more in the relationship than I did. It was all probably because of Kelly. And I do feel like I wasted time dating somebody who cheated on me, who hurt me. I learned a lot from it. So it's not like, oh, I don't want to be like the dude who has a tattoo that says no regrets, but it's clearly spelled wrong. Like,
you're right, yeah.
Like,
no regrets.
The girl cheated on me, and I never, I don't talk to her now to this day, so I wish I didn't waste my time with her because she, I'm not talking to her now, and she hurt me. So, yeah, I would take that 6 months back, and I would not get hurt, and probably wouldn't have stumbled through the beginning part of my relationship. Now, I do think everything happens for a reason. But, yeah, Kelly Pavlicek, she sucks. 314-531-9898. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? What happened that made you regret it? Would you wish you could have dated someone different? Or did you date Parker? And you're
right.
Like, I dated Parker. He was great. Apparently, people did not love their high school boyfriend. That was a thing. 314-531-9898. Do you have a... I regret this guy I dated in high school. Let me tell you why. Most guys that you dated in high school probably were like tools. I mean, we were just trying to figure it out. Actually, we're just guys. We're just always tools. Except for Hannah's ex, apparently, Parker. But like, no, it really honestly came, this question came up because I asked the Mega Mind question of the day and it was like, hey, what is the number one thing women regret from high school? And the answer was just like simply their hairstyle back then. Like, I wish I didn't do that hairstyle. But so many people had texted into the show. Like, it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I regret the guy I dated. This guy sucked. Oh, my God. So what happened and why do you regret them? 314-531-9898.
Lots of text on both sides of the aisle here. One of them says, yes, I regret dating them because I ended up marrying him. We are now divorced.
Mm. Oh, no. My God. See that? Yeah. Wow.
Then we have another side. No regrets here. I married him and we have two kids, says Lexi. Another text says, yes, I regret him. He never treated me right from the beginning. I dodged a bullet, though. He's in his 20s with no job, no driver's license, and no ambition.
I love, like, when you look at your ex, even if it's the high school ex, and it's like, what are they doing with their lives? Oh, good, I'm doing better. Everyone's trying to win the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, how do you feel about the guy you dated in high school?
So I loved him then, and I love him still. We've been married for 17 years. We have four children together, and we are... still unbelievably happy together.
Is his name Parker?
Stop!
No, that's awesome.
His name is Roger. And oddly enough, you were talking about Roger.
That's so funny. I was saying, like, who dates a Roger? Oh, man, you can never date
those. She did. She married him.
Look at that. Yeah, well, okay. So there are some good Rogers out there. Right. Good to know, Heather.
There are.
All right.
And he's active duty military, and we were able to do long distance for a while.
Wow, fantastic.
We've moved across the country together multiple times, and I would go anywhere for him.
Well, thank you so much for you and your, you know, Roger's service. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We know the whole family serves. Like you said, the whole family had to move across the country. And I can relate as a high school sweetheart. My wife and I, we were long distance for 7 years, and like moving across the country, I've moved a lot because of radio. And so it's hard. It's hard to make it through those times. There's definitely bad times and good times, but it's what a cool story that you and Roger have, Heather.
That's why you marry your best friend. It makes a huge difference.
Well said. Thank you so much for the call, Heather, and rub it in on everyone else. Hannah and Heather just rubbed it in like those high school guys you dated, they all suck.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for dancing commercial free with us all hour long. We do it every single day. Tomorrow we'll be going to be dancing at Cardinals Nation. Opening day is tomorrow. Cannot believe that. Just a few spots left at our breakfast brunch. You want to grab your tickets, go to y98.com, book your reservation. Kick off opening day right with a huge breakfast buffet. Sea of Red will be at Cardinals Nation. It's the best place to get ready and tailgate and pregame for opening day. Come hang out with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Last summer was full of so many rumors about Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, but they'd get shut down because she was engaged. But I have an update about the whole situation that I'll share with you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
This summer, it was full of tea with Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell. The rumor mill just never stopped spinning. between the romance rumors between the two, but they were always calmed by the fact that Sydney was engaged. So they're like, there's no way those two could be involved. She's engaged. Well, now things are getting sus again because Sydney is no longer with her fiance, Jonathan DeVito, as it seems. So they posted together on New Year's Eve, like a pic of them kissing. That's no longer to be found.
Yeah, she deleted that. That was
she posted several other photos of them in the past that are now gone. And now, for me, the biggest sign that they are done is she recently posted a picture, like a solo hot picture of herself with deflated air balloons in the back with the caption, only up from here.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. And I think
it was like a thirst, because Sydney Sweeney is known for like thirst traps. It was like, you miss this.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no better sign that someone's broken up than their Instagram captions. And that one is just like a blinking arrow of, yes, we broke up. And I also think this comes trailing last year's news that Sydney and her fiance postponed their wedding to quote unquote scheduling conflicts.
Do you think it had anything to do with Glenn Powell, though?
Like them filming? I don't think it helped.
It probably doesn't help, but I don't think it did either. I
don't think it's a sole reason, but yeah. I don't think it helped.
I just feel like it wasn't because of whatever happened on that movie set. I feel like they just had other issues and they just weren't going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.